Banks are talking down the idea of offering home loans that move in step with the Reserve Bank cash rate. Oh, I wonder why. The parliamentary inquiry into the big four banks is expected to recommend major lenders offer tracker mortgages. Now, they're popular in the US and in Europe because the home loan rises and falls with the official interest rate. However, tracker mortgages aren't offered here in Australia. And the CEO of the NAB, Andrew Thorburn, has already said he's not keen on the idea because they pose a risk to the bank. But the chairman of ASIC, Greg Medcraft, says we should have tracker mortgages because borrowers right now are at a disadvantage. And Greg Medcraft, the chairman of ASIC, joins me on the line. Greg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Can I ask your reaction, first of all, to Andrew Thorburn from NAB? He's not keen on the idea. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, look, you know, I can understand the bank's position. It's great to have a rate where you can charge the customer whatever you want. But I think the issue is that, you know, we are one of the few countries in the world where basically, you know, the rate is whatever the bank says it is. That's why, you know, if you think about in the corporate sector, basically what you have is loans based on tracker, which is the bank bill swap rate. And essentially extending trackers to, you know, every Australian household on their mortgage to treat them the same.
I know he's got a job to do, but you've got to admire the spin. Andrew Thorburn from NAB also says, no, people want certainty. They want to know exactly what their rate is at all times.
Well, this actually gives them certainty. It actually gives them a fixed margin above the a benchmark, a benchmark that actually they can rely on. And that in fact, if they want to move their mortgage, they can do it with complete trust and confidence because they know that it's a margin over a fixed benchmark. And that's why 1.5 million people in the UK have actually gone for tracker mortgages. And if you want a comparison, the sort of typical rate in the UK is about 2% above the cash rate, which actually compares to the standard variable rate in Australia, which is 3.72% above the cash rate. So, you know, it just provides far more transparency, better comparability, better competition. And, you know, I think for the banks, I think, frankly, would do them better because it would actually win trust and confidence with their customers.
Greg, do you have the power at ASIC to compel the banks to offer these kinds of loans?
Look, you know, I think this is just a good thing the banks should think about, frankly, because, you know, as the RBA pointed out only last month, the cash rate is the main driver of bank funding costs, despite whatever their funding mix and spreads are over time. And, you know, frankly, it actually just makes sense, you know, to win back trust with their customers.
I think so as well. I'll wait to hear what the other big banks have to say about it, but I've got a feeling they may have a similar opinion to NAB. Thanks for your time, Greg.
We're an innovative country. I'm sure that they can grab this piece of innovation, and actually we are some of the smartest bankers in the world, and I'm sure that our Australian banks can match those of overseas.
There may even be one of the big four that might want to go out in front and set a lead on it, so we'll
exactly.
see. Good on you, Greg. Thank you.
Bye.
Greg Medcraft, chairman of ASIC, what do you think of the idea of tracker mortgages, whereby your rate goes where the official rate goes? If it goes down, yours goes down. If it goes up, yours goes up. 131 873.